It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
And I'm Rick Pluta.
Rick, what is that?
That, Zoe, is this week's cheap audio stunt. The steady drip, drip, drip of new details to emerge in the state representative Roy Schmidt ballot scandal. The latest, a new set of text messages obtained by the Detroit Free Press and MLive from the Kent County Prosecutor's Office.
They filed a Freedom of Information Act request.
Right. One text is from Schmidt's nephew to Matt Mojack, the patsy recruited to appear on the ballot as a sham Democrat to ensure Roy Schmidt did not have a real Democratic opponent once he made his jump to the Republican Party as part of a scheme hatched with House Speaker Jace Bolger.
Now, in one of these texts, Schmidt's nephew says to Mojack, quote, "Obviously, my uncle is dirty as hell and that he's got a lot of powerful people behind him."
And it just keeps piling up on Roy Schmidt. This is not improving his situation. The first state house Republican, Representative Ken Yonker, also from the Grand Rapids area, has endorsed a write-in opponent in Schmidt's Republican primary. The bottom line is Schmidt has gone from being a political trophy for the House Republicans to a white elephant.
None of which is good news for House Speaker Jace Bolger. He's continuing to resist calls for him to step down as the top dog in the House.
That pressure has not reached critical mass. Nothing close.
And I can only assume Bolger is trying to keep it that way.
That's right. Jace Bolger has gotten that religion, election reform religion. He announced this week that House Republicans are drafting new election reform bills.
But now we're seeing Democrats, you know, yelling bunk. Here's Representative Barb Byram.
I find it fascinating that the Speaker of the House is issuing press releases about election reforms because he's the one that got caught.
So this seems to be the new issue du jour to prove, you know, who's the most interested in election honesty. Democrats want to introduce their version. Republicans are saying, hold on, we've got our own version of election reforms. And as we just heard, Democrats are saying, hey, Republicans are only now behind reform because one of their own got caught.
Right. They say Republicans don't have credibility on this issue. So the stage is set for a whole lot of election reform one-upsmanship.
This week, we heard Bolger say that only serious election reforms will be considered, that it's nothing about scoring political points.
Right. Because doing everything possible to salvage your reputation after being caught in a sleazy act isn't about scoring political points. It's about redemption.
Neither God nor man's got nothing on me now. Come on in, boys. The water is fine.
Okay, let's leave his soul out of it. I guess all of this begs the question, Rick. Can Bolger salvage his reputation?
Well, think back to 1989 and the Keating Five.
Right. Senators Alan Cranston, DeConcini, John Glenn, John McCain, and Michigan's very own Don Riegel.
Right. Charles Keating owned a savings and loan and made substantial political donations to all of those guys who played a part in calling off federal regulators investigating Keating's operation, which went belly up and cost taxpayers billions.
Big, huge political scandal. It ended the political career of Don Riegel. But, of course, not John McCain. He embraced reform.
Exactly. John McCain became one of the sponsors of the bipartisan McCain-Feingold, Russ Feingold was a Democrat, limits on political donations. McCain jujitsued his scandal and became known as one of the fiercest advocates for cleaning up campaign finance. Also, kind of an outlaw truth teller in his own party about the perils of money in politics.
Are you saying we could see compromise at the state capitol, maybe a bipartisan House election reform package? Do you really think Republicans and Democrats might be able to agree on this?
A lot would have to change. First of all, is all of this really about showing the public they've got their act together and want to restore confidence in the House? Or is this about making the other guys look less than sincere about cleaning this up? Jace Bolger makes no secret of the fact that his hobby and his passion is crushing Democrats. And Democrats are certainly enjoying watching their nemesis squirm.
I'm a hazard to myself.
Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
And Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.